The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football with Big T. Let's throw in a chant, talk some ball with Big T. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with J.B. Got the chaw in, wearing them short, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce. Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family. B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink. College football with Binkley. Let's throw in a Charles Johnson ball with Binkley. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with Jay Binkley.
The man who was watching CBS Sports Network last night as FIU was taking on Liberty, and I'm not making that up, Jay Binkley. Hello, Jay.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
We're
in the middle of that 56 straight games of football, so of course I was watching that.
Of course you were. There was another game on the True TV as well, I found last night, and I don't remember who that was, but there was another football game on the TV last night. And Jay, I want to start with something that kind of made news yesterday. We're talking about now consolidating to 70 teams in college football. Some like hedge fund investors going to invest $9 billion in this. Is Kansas going to be left on the outside looking in because they stink?
No, I don't think so. I think they'd probably be, they'd still be in that.
They would be still in that.
Power five.
Yeah, so they would still be considered in that group of 70 that is being proposed now for college football that looks like it's going to happen.
Yes, I do.
Well, that'd worth them because no matter who you are in this town, you laugh at Kansas or you get excited about them. They're in a downward spiral right now. What is going on in Lawrence? Who's getting fired?
You know, it's got to be, you know, you look at the offensive coordinator Grimes there. I mean, the fact that you look at Devin Neal, just 14 carries last week. And once again, Kansas loses a game at the very end. And that's got to be the most frustrating thing because you think, okay, how far are they from winning games and what their record should be? They lost for 20 seconds left in that game. I mean, this team finds a way to lose games at the end of the fourth quarter, all but one game. Where the game was kind of, the TCU game was kind of decided, you know, in the third quarter before you get to the fourth quarter. All those games came down to the end. They just got to figure, okay, what happens at the end? Maybe it's clock management issues. Maybe it's, you know, not, you know, being dedicated to the run game at certain times to wear down the clock. But we see the Chiefs always win these games at the end. Kansas is finding a way to lose these games at the end, which is a problem. But yeah, they got to figure this thing out because they got to still get funds and get their fans excited to continue paying for their stadium. And Lance Leipold, I don't think he's in trouble yet. I would give him another offensive coordinator. That's got to happen. And the fact is, what could he do with another quarterback? You know, Jalen Daniels, once he's gone, can't he brings another quarterback in? Can he do good things with that quarterback? Because we can't forget what he did last year and can't forget in his history, you know, the guy is a winner.
Binkley, you know Ryan Titch is going to be on Saturday night. I don't even need to introduce you to the game at 9:15. K-State by 4. Is the Vegas line. I love Colorado in this game, man. It's on the road. It's in a different time zone for K-State. It seems like it might be a little bit different. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate from the Emaw fans, but you know me and my fandom with Colorado. Do you believe, as you know what I did there, do you believe Colorado has a shot at this game?
100%. Just think of the last time K-State had to go out and play late at night. They got smoked by BYU. They got to go out west again to Colorado. Listen, I like Kansas State, but things are I do think they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the Big 12, but this whole Big 12 is so inconsistent. Teams are good one week, then bad another. But Colorado is a lot better than people realize. I think the last year they look at that team, look at that defense, look how they played. But you're talking about having a quarterback. It's going to be a first-round quarterback, top 10 quarterback, and you got Travis Hunter, the most electric player in college football, who's climbing up the Heisman odds now. You look at that offense and what they can do, and then you look at the defense. Their defense is much improved. I know last week, or the last time I played against UCF, they shut down the number one offense in the Big 12. And they limited that running game. UCF led the nation in rushing. And Colorado was playing much better defensively. They brought in a defensive coordinator, you know, from the Bengals to change things up. Before that game last week, they'd only given up 19 total points in the second half all year, but they blocked better. Shedeur Sanders wasn't getting sacked like he normally does. They actually ran the ball. Colorado was, you know, really good in the running game, and they play good defense. So, yeah, Kansas State, it's going to be a tough game, but, yeah, I can see Colorado winning this game.
All right, let's look at the game that's taking place tonight that everybody's talking about, Jay. Royals and Yankees, do you see this thing going five games? Your take?
No, I think it's just going to go four. I think the Royals finish things up here in Kansas City.
All right, very good.
I think that's where the momentum is. I could see having Kansas City, and I think Jed Chisholm and the booing of the Yankees is going to get in their head.
Yeah, I do too. Jay, enjoy the games tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, see you later.
You got it. That's Jay Binkley talking a little college football here. Your game is a big one, that K-State Colorado game. You also got Oklahoma Texas this week and Ohio State Oregon this week. And a lot of good college football starting to take place on the
Texas, on the
schedule. Yeah, that's what I just said, Oklahoma, yeah. Texas. And, you know, we got all of them going on right now. Eric Berry, player of the week.
What? Well done.
Thank you.
Iowa State is, God, I can't believe that. Have they played anybody?
Iowa State?
I don't know. Well, they're 5-0, and everybody keeps reminding us.
Are they?
Yeah,
are they really? I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
Everybody just keeps saying, like, Iowa State's 5-0. You know that, right?
Okay.
I'm like, I guess. Great. Yeah, that's awesome.
Good, like, for them.
Yeah. I'm like,
yay team.
Are they playing good teams? Am I just that, like?
I have no idea. I think they beat Iowa, maybe. If they're 5-0, they did beat Iowa, right? Obviously, because they played them in, like, game two of the
season. They beat Baylor 43-21. Who hasn't? They beat Houston 20-0. Mm-hmm. They beat Arkansas State 52-7. And they beat Iowa by one.
Yeah.
And they beat North Dakota 21-3.
Oh, that's right. The Iowa coach went for two and failed his team miserably. That's right, yeah.
They play West Virginia, UCF, Texas Tech, Kansas, Cincinnati, Utah, K-State.
Okay, great. Congratulations to the Cyclones.
Yep.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.